Hey guys, how's everybody doing this evening? Welcome you to another brand new episode of Alfredo's Sauce Bowl. Man, it is Friday, guys. Yep, Friday night here. It is 10:03, June 26, 2020. Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just chilling tonight, guys. Chilling here with my dog, Chewy. Man, Friday night. I hope everybody is having a great one out there. I want to say be safe. Stay safe as COVID cases rises in the United States. Some places heavier than others. There's like a big old surge going on here in the United States. You have places like New York, Florida, Texas, California, Arizona. Basically on travel restrictions. I guess if you're traveling to these states, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So that kind of sucks. So as these cases rise, guys, I suggest wear your mask. Be very, very safe, especially over the weekend. Be safe, guys. Wash your hands 20 seconds. I know you get a lot of people, they get, criticizing on the mask, so it helps, it doesn't help. The best thing is just for spreading of germs. Guys, I have seasonal allergies, so I wear it so it can block my sneezes and coughs. That way I don't pass my germs on to others, and basically that's what it's about, guys. Not basically passing your germs on to others, playing COVID freeze tag. They're saying that the majority of the people that are out may have COVID signs but not know it. So I'm saying, guys, if you guys are feeling under the weather and you're feeling kind of, down in the gutters, I suggest that you get yourself to one of the COVID testing sites or schedule an appointment with your regular doctor and, check it out, guys. That way you're staying safe and you have a good Friday, Chewy, huh? Well, I got a special guest here with me, guys. Chewy. Chewbacca. This little guy right here, guys. This little guy's a lucky guy, guys. This is the little guy I was talking to you about in my first episode. I saved this little guy. Gave him a nice little home to stay at. We're just chilling here on our Friday evening, keeping things fresh. Also, a great thing about today, guys, about today's show is that, I'd like to thank all my listeners for listening to me so far. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys keep listening and keep going. I mean, it's awesome finding things out with the site with you guys as I progress in my new hobby here. And bring you guys along for the experience and hope you guys enjoy it. I mean, this Anchor app's really cool. It tracks your listeners for you. It lets you know who is broadcasting your podcast. So Anchor is doing a good job of distributing that. I am on Spotify, Apple Podcast now today. I actually found that out today that I was being broadcast by Apple. So that's pretty cool. Anchor, you can catch it on Anchor because that's where they're recorded on Anchor. And you guys can listen to it on Anchor. So keep listening in, guys. Yeah, keep the shows going. I mean, awesome, awesome. I don't know what you guys all do on your Friday, especially with the COVID going on. I mean, the cases being high, I guess the best thing is to take a step back and, you know, chill out at home. I know some people like to invite their friends over and stuff. I do about the same, but I keep it to a minimum. If I have family over, I invite over 2 extra friends. You know, just to stay safe. Do your social distancing. You want to be one on the block, the bad seed, you know, having up all the parties, which isn't wrong because it's Friday and Friday's meant for partying and staying fresh, people. Yeah, that's right. I mean, how many of you listeners out there right now have a drink in your hand for this Friday? I mean, can we get a cheers for this Friday, guys? I mean, that's what it's about. That's what these shows are about. Hanging loose, having a good time, especially on a Friday night, guys. I mean, hey, have a seat back. I mean, free an eardrum, guys. And, you know, get a glass and sit back, relax, and yo, let me soothe those airwaves, man. Because I'm coming straight to you, straight from the house to in your house. No matter where you might be, in a car, in a plane, yo, you can be almost anywhere and listen to the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. So keep listening in, guys. I mean, as we get fresher, man, we get more comfortable on these shows. Man, I'm getting to a point where I really just don't care what we're really talking about on these shows. I mean, that's the thing. These things can jump into almost anything we could be talking about. You know, what you're doing from on the weekends to motor vehicles and sports, fishing. I mean, I'm a big fisherman, guys. I hope you guys tune and listen a lot to my fishing experiences. I'm looking to hit some water here soon, guys. I mean, I'm getting edgy. I mean, I am very, very, you know, energetic person. I like being outdoors. So this COVID staying inside is not suiting me very well. It's like, come on. It's like everything opened up. One of the places that I go here in New Mexico is Jemez. It's about 45 minutes to Fitton Lake in the Jemez. So if you guys are ever looking for something to do on the weekends when it reopens, Jemez is a good place. I do recommend it, especially for families. There's seven spring blood ponds up there for kids. Kid ponds, automatic catches. I've took my daughter up there before. It's a great place. She had a blast. I'm trying to take her back. We haven't been back in a while. Just like I said, you know, just because this year's kind of been a kind of a hold on hold for everybody. I mean, it's really a bummer. Especially if you're living out here in Albuquerque. I mean, you probably found out earlier today that the state fair is closed. I mean, that was kind of a big bummer. I'm one out here that actually enjoys going to the state fair. Younger, mostly went for the rides. Now, you know, I'm getting older. I'm mostly there for the other things. The Hispanic area, the Native American area, the Black history stuff that they have at the state fair. Those are things that I like to actually go for now, for the more of the cultural things. Definitely the games for my daughter, rides for her most definitely, but not, you know, definitely not for myself anymore. Don't get me wrong, I like a good ride. I mean, I'll get on them still. Just more of going to the fair for my daughter, really. I mean, when we're out there. And the only thing I really go out there for is the turkey legs and some ribbon fries. I mean, come on, guys. There's nothing greater than state fair food, right? I mean, I like myself some kettle corn, definitely. Also, heartbreaking news to balloon lovers here in the state of New Mexico. It's a big hot air balloon state, especially in October. They have a week festival for balloons. You get balloons from all over, which is awesome. They do a race around the world, I think is what they do. I'm not quite sure. I could be wrong, but I know they do some sort of race with balloons. They take off from one place and track as the balloon fiesta is going on, which is real cool. They used to have a Vader balloon. Vader balloon was actually pretty cool, I thought. They have a lot of, that was one Star Wars things that I like. I'm a big old Star Wars fan, you know, who isn't? If it goes between Star Trek and Star Wars, I am a Star Wars geek. If I'm freshening up on my history, hey, I can throw you out a few names there and get kind of geekish on you guys there. I'm a big old anime lover. I mean, how many of you listeners out there are anime lovers? Man, I am a big anime head, let me tell you. Don't get too religious on it, you know, like a fanatic, basically, you could say. I'm not a fanatic with things, you know, I don't sit there and gloat on stuff. Definitely not, you know, I just tell you about hobbies and things that I love. Because, to be honest, guys, I'm not really an expert at anything. If I was an expert at anything, it'd be life because I'm living it. Living it for 33 years, so if I was an expert at anything, it'd just be an expert at living my life and doing me, which is what I do every day, and I hope you guys too, what you do every day, you know, be real to yourself. I know we have a lot of, you know, negative things going on in the world right now, especially with a lot of these innocent people being basically murdered. My insight on all the Black Lives Matters issue, I am a strong supporter towards that kind of stuff. I am Mexican Hispanic, so I am one of the minorities. Yes, I can tell you a little bit of being, you know, judged in that category and how it is and my experiences through it. You know, it is a sad time that we do live in what we are seeing. I mean, especially with police force, being a student of criminal justice myself, I did go to college for about almost 2 years of criminal justice. I dropped out, had, you know, just life take over of having a kid. About almost everybody's kind of excuse. You know, that's one thing I hate is using excuses. But yeah, which I don't regret. Hey, I love my daughter. She's awesome. She, you know, what keeps me going and keeps me on my toes. But yeah, that's the situation where we're talking. This might have a lot too. I mean, man, when I get caught up in talking, especially jumping from subject to subject, I do apologize about that, guys. I'll try to keep it to one subject for somewhat period of time. But do forgive me if I do jump off task and go to other things or off subject, basically, and jump to another. I don't mean it, but hey, at least I'm keeping you guys entertained, right? At least you got something to listen to on this Friday, especially if you're at home quarantine. I'm basically, there's really nowhere almost to go again. Everything's kind of taking up backward steps with that kind of stuff, which is kind of weird. We were all heading towards stage two. Other places were heading towards page three, but guess what? Had to hit the brakes and rewind it. And reanalyze the situation, because going out and mass gathering ain't helping. Let me tell you that right now. You know, I was kind of a bad boy myself there for a little bit. Bad Alfredo. You know, smack on the hand. I happened to go to some pubs there myself. You know, guys, I'm an adult, you know, I gotta get myself out and, you know, get myself out into the world and expose myself. what can I say? You know, I'm a virus itself, and I am very contagious, guys. You know, get a taste of the Alfredo experience. Bam, ready to blow your mind. But yeah, I mean, I'm not one to be cooped up, guys. I had to get out, went to the bar with some friends, and you know, basically just had a good time, but I haven't been nowhere really since, especially now that hearing the news of new cases and the deaths. Very sad things to hear, because this is Friday, a show about Friday, guys, about having a good, you know, blast off to the weekend, getting ready. I'll try to, you know, not keep you guys down too much with the downer stuff. I'm not one to be down either. You know, I hate being down, guys. I mean, I love being energetic and happy and full of life and just sounding of a mellow mood, you know, and bringing you guys good shows, man, and just having good conversations and keeping good subjects afloat so I keep you guys entertained. That's one thing I hate is, you know, just being very dull, very non-talkative, boring. It's real funny, you know, I can talk to you guys here on a mic and go on and ramble on, but to be honest, in groups, like in public, I'm actually, you know, a listener. I'm a good listener to things. You know, they say to be, you know, one thing about being a successful person is being a person that listens, you know, that takes in input. You know, I take in, you know, a lot of the information that, you know, floats around me. That's how I found out about things, or, you know, for a good conversation on your shows is being a good listener. I found out that's real good. Don't worry about just being that one that's always quiet in the group, guys. I learned it's not really a bad thing. It is a good thing to sit back and just listen sometimes instead of being always the talker. There is such a thing as the person that could talk too much. Man, gloaters. Ooh, man. I'll tell you a bunch. I know a handful. I don't do much gloating myself, guys. You know, like I said, I'm just an average Joe out there. I'm not nobody special. Just a guy that happened to turn on his phone one day and, you know, got introduced to this app Anchor by a friend who was doing it themselves. And, you know, said, hey, what the heck? Why don't I just throw my talent and give myself a shot and see where it goes? And so far, it's going good. I mean, hey, man, I'm on the fifth episode, which is exciting. Having listeners, you know, getting myself involved and, you know, looking at my stats and see what these shows, you know, generate, which is kind of cool. You know, it's cool to show up and see that, you know, I'm doing something. You know, I know that you can get sponsored through this app and have your stuff distributed and also get paid for it. I've been actually sponsoring my stuff and giving it a shot to see where it goes. Like I said, today I got picked up by Apple Podcasts. I was only being distributed by Spotify and Anchor. Those were the only things I was being listened to on the time. Now I'm actually at 5 or 4. It says other Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor is what I'm being distributed through right now. So if you want to go through, give yourself a shot through the social media game, guys, and do your own podcasts and see where it takes you. Anchor, definitely, guys. Anchor, 100% free if you're a beginner. I'm finding out right now. It's loads of fun, guys. Like I said, I'm having fun making these shows for you guys. I'm getting energetic every time. More open with you guys. A little bit more talkative. Like I said, hey, man, I'm a shy guy at first, but once I get into something that I really like and I'm very hands-on, guys. Like I said, I do watch tutorial videos. I just got on a mic and actually had no experience in this field and just started talking into the mic and started seeing that the response it's getting, and it's making me want to continue to do it for you guys, and I'm going to keep doing it. So you listeners out there that are listening to my show, are supporting this show, hey, thank you guys a lot. Keep listening, tell friends, and family, guys. If they're looking for a good show, listen on in. Like I said, these shows will progress and grow as time goes on. As they grow, I will grow and get more comfortable with you guys. Man, I feel like I'm being introduced to, you know, a big crowd of people, and glad that they're enjoying what I'm bringing to them and that they are listening to me, and I can keep them entertained, hopefully. Like I said, that's one big thing. I'm pretty sure that's every podcast's thing, is trying to find good material for you guys. Right now I'm finding out, you know, just being myself and talking about my experience of things, especially through Anchor, as time's going on, that it's actually an enjoyable thing, man. And like I said, I'm having a blast. I'm enjoying talking to you guys. It's just, like I said, it's just a struggle of having to find material, guys, because I'm new to it. It's never really a studier in school, but like I said, this is something that I really like and really something I want to put my extra time into for you guys, to keep you guys entertained, like I keep saying. I know I keep saying it, but hey, man, that's what these shows are about, keeping you, the listener, entertained, giving you guys something to listen to, something new, something with an Alfredo twist to it. I know there's a lot of podcast shows out there already. Man, I just hope to be like one of these big ones. That'd be awesome. Just imagine it. Just being at the top of the game like everybody else. And knowing, it's one thing, knowing out that they started out just the same. Probably just as nervous. Probably just as anxious just to get their product out, just as I am. Which I always am. Once I finish recording these shows, I do listen to them myself, and a lot of it's just raw material, guys. I don't do much editing right now within these podcasts. The best you get is some background music, but hey, that's cool. Like I said, it's mostly more for the entertainment and you guys listening in and hearing things through my point of view. So it is 10:25 here, guys. Man, it's still going. Sounds like people are popping off fireworks. We are getting closer and closer to July. So I'll work hard, guys, on to getting you guys a 4th of July special, hopefully. I mean, that would be real awesome. I think I'll do it the day of. So if I do it the day of, it will either be out that day or the next day. If I don't get it out to you guys on the 4th of July, do listen in on the 5th. But like I said, I will do my best to get you guys a 4th of July special. I am an essential worker for another means of income, guys. Like I said, these podcasts are just getting started. And hopefully, like I said, they do progress, man. And I can, you know, start to feed this more time and, you know, maybe push back the other one. And like I said, this is my passion. This is my joy. And this is something that I can actually get into and give all my time to, you know, if it does grow further. I understand things do take time. I'm not looking to become a star overnight. If you look at anything, nobody ever really does. You have to put in work. I mean, you have to put work into everything you love. Practice, practice, practice. Like for me, it's, you know, resource, information, guys. You know, I want the things I bring you guys, especially things off the internet. You know, I love social media as the next person. I'm constantly on my Facebook. You know, I like reading the next good meme from the next good person. You know, those things are pretty funny, man. They really do crack me up. And not only that, it shows some cool things, man. I'm a big old turtle lover. I'm a big kid. I got a 9-year-old daughter to thank for that. I mean, if you're out there and you got kids and you say that you don't sit there and play with your kids' toys and, you know, interact with them, then you're a big old liar, man. Because me as a single parent, love interacting with my kid and experiencing what they're experiencing, man, seeing all the new toys and stuff that they get experienced, and especially, you know, introducing them to the toys in my genre, especially video games. She loves video games. She's a Minecraft player, guys. Very, very smart little 9-year-old girl when it comes to Minecraft. Oh, wow. She even got me on that game, guys. I am very, very dodo bird, guys, when it comes to Minecraft. I have really no idea what the concept of the game is. I've been told it's just building and, you know, just a game that really doesn't end. It just keeps going and going. And I sat down and played with her too. Like I said, it's a game mostly for her, not really my day. I'm more of a sports guy, game guy. You know, I'm Madden, NBA 2K. Yeah, those are my things I like to dabble in, guys. GTA, hey man, who doesn't? I grew up through the GTA eras, man, from Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Yep, people wouldn't believe it or not. Yep, GT is that old, guys. I'm that old, hey man. Yep. Not really too old. I'm only 33, guys, but hey, that's pretty much up there, you know. Seen some things, guys, and just things. But still going strong at 33, guys. Actually, we'll be turning 34 next month, guys, in July. Yes, I am a July baby, a Cancer, y'all. Yes, I am a crab. What can I say? I am a crab. Nothing wrong with that, though. Hey, nothing wrong with being a sensitive, caring kind of guy, you know what I mean? But let me tell you, the kindest, most chillest, laid-back guy is the most dangerous kind of guy. Let me tell you. Man, I love being me, man. I love bringing me to you guys and introducing me to you and introducing myself to you guys. That's really what it feels like. Like I'm actually introducing somebody to you guys. Somebody that I want you to meet almost, you know? Like, kind of feeling like Nicki Minaj, you know, how she is with her counterpart there, you know? Like Eminem got Shady Marshall Mathers all tucked away in him, you know? That's kind of like me here, man. You guys get Alfredo or you get Pee Wee. Yep. Who knows who's going to show up at these shows? Yeah, guys, that's me. You know, I'm a jokester. I'm a laugher. I'm a mellow kind of guy. Stay humble. Yeah, guys, stay humble, man. Definitely stay humble, especially in these times, guys. I know things are hard right now. A lot of things going on. A lot of negative stuff out there, guys. But let's come together, guys. And I am a supporter of Black Lives Matter, guys. Black lives do matter. Man, go out and show your support and protest right, guys. Protest right. I cannot address that even more concerning, guys. I am a true believer in safe protesting. All right? Don't go out there and tear up things in your own community like you see these other ones doing, guys. That is doing nothing towards the cause, besides inciting more violence, guys. With more violence comes more violence. Like they told you as a kid, you know, when you sit there and fight, all it does is just make you hate the other person. And it's the same thing as you grow up, man. It's something that never goes away. Don't be a mean person, guys. I mean, yeah, definitely don't go out there and riot. Don't be like these individuals that are going out and vandalizing their community. Nothing comes good for that. All you're doing is basically just showing them what they want you to be. An out of control society. So they can go out and try to enforce their ways on you guys, and don't do that. So You know, stay humble, stay safe, guys. Especially if you're going to go out there and protest, guys. Protest safely, all right? Go out there, you know, get some friends together. You know, let their friends tell their friends and start a safe march, guys. You know, go march. Like you see others that are doing, march through your cities. You know, just because the law gets one bad rap, guys, doesn't mean all people in the law are bad. It just happens that over time, somebody who had a vision for justice just got there and made it basically their own justice. And that is sad. I believe there is a lot of work in our justice system that needs to be worked on. Guys, to be honest, some sort of major society needs some sort of law. It's been since the dawn of time, guys. I mean, just imagine there was no laws or anything, guys. There would be total chaos and mayhem. Sadly, with, you know, in politics and things like that, believe it or not, justice and a good justice system is the main functioning thing of your society and to keep society together. You know, I'm not a history teacher, guys, or a, you know, definitely a government guy there, but, you know, I do my fair share. I do research. I do keep myself very updated into the political game. Try to stay much with it as I can, guys. Like I said, I've been working a lot. I'm an essential worker. We've been having our fair share of work, guys. I mean, you know, especially within those first two months. Those first 2 months was a struggle, you know. People's tensions high. But yeah, guys, sorry about that. Had to let Mr. Chewy out there. He wanted some fresh air there, guys. But yeah, definitely, guys. I do keep update on my political game, guys. Like I said, I'm a guy that likes to keep my back straight and stuff. I don't talk about things I don't know. I don't try to act like I'm an expert in things, guys. Like I said, I'm not. I'm a beginner like everybody else. But that's the joy of being me and living life through me, guys. Experiencing life through my eyes, man. And sharing it with you guys. And I hope you guys are liking it. And I hope you guys are really enjoying the show tonight, guys. I mean, man, dude, it's already 10:37. We've been going for a while here, guys. I don't know, but I think this might be one of the longest shows that I've done so far. Yeah, man, guys, we're already over half an hour into the game. That's awesome, guys. I mean, like I said, as time goes on, hopefully these shows get longer and longer. And like I said, I'm coming out of my shell, guys. Out of my little hermit crab shell there. You know, I'll be honest, I was out of the social media game there for a while. I cut myself off, didn't have a phone for almost about maybe 4 years there, guys. Wow, man, 4 years living off the grid, if you guys would say, man. I was living it, you know. The only way you were getting a hold of me was a house phone. Straight 1990s right there, right? You gotta call me through a landline, buddy, if you wanna talk to this guy. Yep, I was a hired guy to get a hold of there. Let me tell you, used to get a lot of heat for it, guys, for not having a phone, man, especially for work. You got the, you know, miles burning down your neck. I gotta get a hold of you if I need you, you know. I'm a guy, that's the point. When it's my time to myself, man, ain't nobody can get a hold of me is but me. I'm sorry, guys. Yep, that's right. once I get time to myself, guys, yep, it is all me there. The only other one that gets my time there, and I'm truly sorry, but yeah, you have to talk to the boss, guys, and that's my 9-year-old daughter, and any extra time left over, man, guys, it's all hers. Yep, that's right. Yep, she gets that extra time, guys. sorry about that, but she gets the other, you know, percentage of the day there, or my time. That will always be, and that's the joy of being definitely a single parent, man. And I think she'll either be coming over this week or next week, and so, man, and she would say, Dad better get to planning early and see what cool, fun activities I can come up for with her. Last week, we had an awesome water balloon fight. I mean, she was really looking forward to that. The grandma had bought her one of those hook up to the water hose sets where it fills up and you just let them drop into the bucket and get a going, guys. Get a splish splashing. All right. Really, really fun. And, you know, getting the time to, you know, basically live your mom as a kid again with your kids, you know, that's the big joy that me and her get, man, that we can share things like that together and have a good time. Before that, we used to go to this place out here in Albuquerque called Hinkle's. It's up on the northeast height side of the city. Forget the streets. I think I'm pretty sure it's Indian School. I'm not quite sure, but that's one of the and Tramway and Indian School. I think it's on. Not quite sure. Don't quote me on that, guys. Might be wrong, but it is called Hinkle's. They have a arcade room there. They call it Nickel City because that's how it started, I guess. Used to go there and it would only cost a nickel to play games. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese, you know, but with just out the animatronics, those scary animatronics that haunt you as a kid, guys, almost like the Chucky, man. Let me tell you, I was a coward there myself, guys. Whoa, man. Whew. Tell you, a lot of sleepless nights there, man. Going to laugh at me, I really don't care, guys. If I get a laugh or a chuckle out of you guys, I mean, that's awesome, right? I mean, at least it's a response out of you guys. Like I said, man, I'll take any response from you guys. Good, negative, fire any shot you want at me, guys. Your boy can take it. But yeah, man, your boy, man, back in the days there, man, them scary movies got me, and I was a coward there, especially with Nightmare on Elm Street, man. Whew, man, I mean, hey, growing up, I mean, yeah, I understand. We didn't have all those special effects, but man, hey, being a kid in that time and seeing that, you know, just those feels of those movies, man, whoa, they were pretty scary, man. Waking up, getting made fun of, getting family playing real, real cool jokes on me. I'm a last of 7 kids, guys. That's right. I got 5 sisters and 1 older brother. I'm the last of them. Yes, I am the baby. I am the child, guys. I am the one that you would say that, yes, gets the spoiling there. And woo! Wow, guys. Wow, man. Somebody's horn is going on out there, man. Yeah, sounds like a Friday to me, guys. Sounds like they're out there getting wild. Woo! Wow, fresh on a Friday, man. That's right. Thank God it's Friday, man. Or thank goodness it's Friday. TGIF. TGIF. Oh, man. TGIF, man. Who remembers TGIF, guys? I'm pretty sure it used to come on ABC, right? TGI Fridays, man. Woo, dude. Those were some good shows, man. Especially if you listeners or some listeners out there, man. And let me hear about you guys. What was your favorite show when TGI Friday was around? I mean, man, me was some, I believe it was Full House that was on there. Fresh Prince, I think, was even a part of it. I know Boy Meets World was a part of it. I think even Sabrina the Teenage Witch was a part of it. Some really, really good shows there, guys. You can catch some of them on Hulu, or if you have Disney Plus, you catch some of those shows, especially from that time. But yeah, guys, definitely catch some old shows, man. Those are some good sitcoms. I miss some of them. Like I said, I was a watcher of Full House, all that good stuff. Family Matters, man. Urkel was my guy, man. Everybody, I used to have the Urkel glasses, believe it or not. I used to have the suspenders. The mom used to dress me in the suspenders, guys. And yep, I used to get a rap for it, man. Yep, they would make fun of me, man. But Urkel was my guy, man. He really showed you that, man, having the big dorky glasses and being nerdy there was okay. Always trying to get at Laura and making Mr. Winslow upset there all the time, and just busting into the house about how I was with my neighbors, guys. I was always around, man. There was times where they probably got tired of me, man. I was always that kid around, and probably there, Steve Urkel, let's say, guys. I was a big old klutz, still am to this day. I'm pretty sure we have our own little share moments of when we get a little dutzy there, guys. Yeah, very, very clueless person there sometimes. Right now, you know, I'm kind of glad I don't have a guest on the show, man, because they'd be gassing on me, man. That's right. I'm sorry. Some of you listeners out there don't understand the term of gassing. Basically, is just, you know, basically making fun of somebody, man. Just out there laying a joke or two, having a good time with each other, as me and my family do. If you are a part of a large family, I mean, you are, you understand where I'm coming from when I say, you know, I had my fair share of being bullied through the family. But, you know, love my brothers and sisters. Love them all, guys. Awesome, awesome people. I love my family. Matter of fact, need to call them up and see what they're all up to, man. Yeah, definitely keep in touch with your loved ones, guys. Yeah, definitely. Especially now with all this social media, like I say, guys. Didn't have a lot of this back in the day. Like I said, I was one of the unfortunate kids on the block. Never had the new systems, the best clothes, you know. Or, you know, we did get treats. The only system we probably owned was a Super Nintendo. Just got lucky because we had family living at this time, so a lot of sharing going on. But yeah, now, guys, yeah, definitely stay in touch. That's always an awesome thing. Like I said, guys, yeah, family is everything, man. I'm blessed to have such a large family and a lot of people that care about me. You know, I just don't have family. I have a lot of friends too that I'm pretty sure they care about me the same way as the family does, guys. I have a lot of other, people that I consider family. I have a lot of longtime friends there that I still keep in touch with this day through social media, which I had lost in touch with in a while. But thank goodness to this, all this brand new technology that we got, guys. This Area 51 gadgets they keep coming up with, from that, you know, that guy that was just flying through the solar system and, you know, just happened to take a non flight here and give us all these cool technologies. Nah, I'm just messing with you guys. Like I said, I'm a joker, guys. I like to make people laugh, guys. I like to get a smile out of them. That's just me. That's the joy of being a July baby, a Cancer man. I'm very, you know, like to keep people happy. That's my joy, man. I mean, it's keeping people happy, and doing it through this show is awesome. So, like I said, I hope you guys are enjoying the show.
really, really hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight. Like I said, this is one of my longest ones that I've done so far, guys. We're 40 plus minutes over so far, guys, into the show, which is real awesome. Like I said, I'm opening up. I'm really awesome introducing myself to you guys, giving you guys a chance a little bit to know me, who you guys are listening to. I really do hope that I really keep going for you guys, man. You guys keep listening to my show. So I'm probably going to wrap it up here, guys. I'm going to get started here on my Friday night. I'm going to have to make it to a quick convenience store there, guys, to, you know, pick up some care packages, because Alfredo's about to get it lit here on this awesome June 26th Friday warm night on 2020. About to live it up, guys. Like I said, stay humble, stay safe, y'all. Thanks for listening to the show tonight. Keep tuning in, guys. Keep up the support, man. Let's make Alfredo Sauce Bowl go large there, guys. Let it blow up, man. Let's show these people how an average Joe just with a phone, man, could just make miracles, man, and just make things happen. You know what I mean? Just stay humble, guys. Stay safe and have a good night, guys. And thank you again for listening. Like I said, guys, yo, give it a shot. If you guys are thinking about getting into podcasting, check out Anchor app, man. Get yourself some support going there yourself, guys, and have fun with it, guys. Most of all, always, always, always have fun and stay humble, guys, and stay safe. All right. And I hope you guys tune in for my next show. Okay, guys, I'm going to try my best and bring you a Saturday special, give you guys a Saturday special show there for, you know, this is episode 5, guys, and you guys are making it happen, guys. Keep listening to the show. Tell some friends, man. Get them hooked onto this show, guys. We're going to have a blast, man. The rest of 2020 is ours here on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl, guys. Yep, that's right. 2020, man, we're taking it over. We're blowing it up, man. We're coming straight out of the radio waves, man. And we're shooting straight through the atmosphere. Because space is the place to be, like the Macho Man said, man. That's right. Have a good night, guys. And thanks for listening in once again to the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. And have your guys an awesome Friday night, guys. And stay safe. If you're over 21, guys, and you're out there having fun, guys, like I said, drink responsible. I'm a partaker in, dabbling in my own things, guys. I am a person, you know, who loves the barley himself, guys. You know, that doesn't mind a cool little nice cold one here down the good old sarcophagus, you know, cooling down those lungs, cooling down that gut, guys. Yep, you know, I am a lover to myself, guys. And I keep saying goodbye, guys. Hey, that's another thing with me, guys. It's hard for me to go, guys, because, like I said, once I get involved into these shows and let my energy out for you guys, man, I don't want to let you guys go, man. I just feel like it's some sort of disappointment, guys, like I'm leaving you out without a high note. But like I said, guys, hey, man, I gotta get going, man. I gotta hit that corner market, man. I gotta get my brew. I gotta cool down these lungs, guys. They're on fire, let me tell you, man. It needs some help there cooling down. So let me get going, guys. Let me allow you guys to get yourselves started. Like I said, thank you guys for listening in tonight, and have yourselves a blessed night, guys. Stay good to one another, guys, and have a good night, guys. Take it easy. And hope you guys listening on to the next show. Like I said, I'm going to bring you guys one tomorrow. Saturday special tomorrow, guys. Tune in, guys. Saturday special, man. Episode 6, guys. Sizzling Saturdays, baby. We going to sizzle it up tomorrow. That's right. We're going to sizzle it up. Might be have a special show, man, for you guys. Maybe I'll cook something up. Barbecue, maybe, guys. I don't know. Anything could happen tomorrow on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. But for now, have a good night, guys. And hope you listen in again for the next show.